Hey guys, it's Courtney
and Jensen,
and it's an odd world after all.
So welcome, oddballs. We are a podcast that reads the stories that you send in, whether it be super odd, creepy, scary, paranormal, the weird neighbor down the street. We read it all. We pick a topic every week, and then you guys send in your stories, and then we read them. We also, of course, you know, tell our own stories.
You can follow our Facebook page, like and share our Facebook page too at It's an Odd World After All. Our Instagram, It's an Odd World After All _.
And our website is just oddworldafterall.com. On the listen tab, you can go and find the platform that you prefer to listen to your podcasts on. So get ready for us two giggly girls.
Yes!
It's an odd world after all.
Peace, oddballs.
Bye, guys.
Hi friends, welcome to another episode of The Media Matters. I'm your host Chantel, and tonight I have my bestie with me, the one and only Miss Marie Rose.
Hello everybody.
Hello my friend, how are you?
I'm good, how are you today?
I'm really good because we're going to talk haunted dolls. Part deux.
I'm going to have nightmares and I am going to totally blame them on you. I am going to call you, text you every time I wake up tonight.
I know, you guys. I know. She's looking at me all funny like.
Yeah, Nightmare Central is what this is all about.
I know. Tonight, you guys, we are dousing ourselves in a lot of dark and stormy and saying even more prayers. But before we do, because you guys already know that we're going to be talking about haunted dolls, so we're not going to go back into that. You already know. Before we get dark and stormy, want to say huge thank you and mega shout out to all of our friends, new and old, everybody that is showing us so much love with their subscription to the show, rates, reviews, everyone that is finding us and loving us on social media, and that is on Twitter and Snapchat at Media Matters and Facebook and Instagram at The Media Matters. Thank you to everyone that is submitting their ghost story or stories. They are so much fun to read. I am personally responding to each one of you guys as fast as I can to let you know that I received your story and to start making arrangements to have you guys join us on the show if you would like. No pressure. You are free to just submit your story and let us read it on your behalf on an episode of the show. But please do submit your story. We would love to hear it. You can send it to themediamatters@gmail.com or via DM on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. And again, I will personally respond to you. As a reminder, you guys, I'm still working on the Patreon page. I said in the last episode that the page is underway, which it is. And the final things that have come up for the time being are going to be a bonus episode per month and early release of the week's podcast episode, which is going to be so much fun. I can't wait. So those are just the things we're doing for now. Those things will change. We're still getting a lot of suggestions coming in. So thank you to everyone that is participating. We super appreciate it. And now then, it's time for the Tarot Talk. Ooh, ooh. So if you guys don't know, in case you forgot, because I mean, it happens. Let me just remind you guys, in addition to our weekly tarot talk, we are about to hit you with 31 August days of readings from the one and only Marie Rose. That's right. 31 of our friends to the show will be selected by Marie to receive a very specific, very personalized tarot reading. And here are the deets. You can submit one question to Marie at hellomarierose@gmail.com. Your question may not relate to health or legal issues. Please, pretty please. Marie will randomly select one person per day and will contact said friend to notify them of their selection and work out the details of their personalized tarot reading. Marie, is there anything you would like to add to the what to expect, what not to expect, and how this differs from the regular weekly tarot reading that you haven't already mentioned before?
Well, the 31 Days of Tarot in August, that is going to be one-on-one with our listeners. When they email hellomarierose@gmail.com with their question and their name, I'm going to meditate on it. I'm going to do a tarot spread on their question. I will email them back with a picture of the tarot spread, with a description along with it. And all I ask for return is feedback, what resonates with them, what doesn't, even if it's, you know, 2-3 months later, hey, you know, this did happen. Just let me know, because it's basically growing the tarot ability.
Yeah, she's flexing that muscle.
Right. So
be nice.
Yes. Please.
Yeah. We want your feedback for sure, especially Marie. But please, please, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. Marie is doing this out of the goodness of her heart. Please be nice.
Right. So it's going to be confidential.
Yes.
I'm not going to share it on the show unless you come out and say, oh, okay, that was cool. It's okay to share it.
Right.
But we are just going to assume that it's private for yes. everybody.
It is confidential.
For tonight, it was the Knight of Pentacles reversed, which I thought was kind of odd. I'm not sure how it relates to tonight, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. But so this card, it's a knight. He rides this big, beautiful black horse through a field. There is a, you know, little green sprig in his helmet. There's one attached to, you know, the horse's bridle as well. This says that he's materialistic.
Which is interesting because in part one of Haunted Dolls, the card you pulled was, I don't remember what it was called.
It was the Nine of Pentacles.
Nine of Pentacles.
Yeah, and so we got two in a row.
She had something to do with materialistic gain.
Right.
Which was interesting.
That is interesting. Mm-hmm. Don't you say it. Normally, this card means someone who accepts responsibility, trustworthy, and so on and so forth. But for tonight, mm-hmm. it got...
If you don't feel like adulting, then this is the card for you.
Right. Tonight, it was drawn as a reversed Knight of Pentacles.
Dun, dun, dun.
Which means dull, timid, not moving forward, just basically being stagnant. So I think you're right. If you're just wanting a lazy night and not mm-hmm. wanting to accomplish anything,
this is the card for you.
Then this is the card. This is the card for you.
Yeah.
So basically, if you're just like lying around in the living room and listening to the show and just not being productive, maybe this is resonating with you.
This is the card you tuck right into your bra, like your clubbing money, and then you put a cross right on your little chest there to protect you from the boogies, because it's coming.
So you're like basically laying in the recliner, eating a bag of Cheetos, listening to the show. Pretty going. Much.
No, I thought we covered this, Marie Rose. It's Ruffles.
Oh, that's right. I'd love to let that is. Oh, mm-hmm. gosh.
Although I don't know what Cheetos sounds really good
you,
right now.
You had to say Ruffles.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say you had me at Ruffles.
Yeah. Now I'm going to be thinking about Ruffles all
I know.
Night. That is my.
They're delicious.
That's my weakness.
They're so salty and so just Ruffle. I don't even know what to say.
It's the ridges. It's the ridges and the Ruffles.
The ridges.
So that would definitely make me go and just stagnate
right.
for
then
a day.
Then this card is for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you throw in a bag of Ruffles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're golden.
I am totally not doing anything productive that day.
Yeah.
Because then the carbs and the salt will
I
knock
will
me out.
I will be in a food coma.
Right.
No, in a Ruffle coma. Mm-hmm. Onward then. This week's Can't Resist Crystal is none other than Tiger's Eye. I know.
Oh,
I knew you would respond that way.
I do love mm-hmm. some Tiger's Eye.
Yes. This is an incredible one. As always, Tiger's Eye is the shapeshifter. It's great for inspiration, perspective, and good luck. From energymuse.com, Tiger's Eye is known as the shapeshifter. This stone of courage and motivation will help you to be successful at everything you do. When you channel the energy of Tiger's Eye, you'll be able to connect with the ultimate power crystal of the mineral kingdom. Often, fear can pose a challenge to our success. It can trap you in your place and take control over your life. The Tiger's Eye Crystal helps to transform those toxic feelings into courage and self-confidence. It helps you shift your perspective so you can see the way forward, even in times of fear. If you start doubting yourself, draw on the powerful and stabilizing energy of the Tiger's Eye Crystal, meaning by programming it with an intention involving passion, courage, and determination. Then hold it in your hand and imagine its pure light flowing through your solar plexus chakra, which, if you guys don't know, is your third chakra from the root up. So the root is like at the hip area. The sacral chakra is just up from that in like the navel area. And then the solar plexus is between the heart and the navel. So right in there, that's your little solar plexus right there. So make sure you guys check out the Tiger's Eye Crystal and energymuse.com or any other crystal site that resonates for you for more information on Tiger's Eye. And if you don't have Tiger's Eye, make sure you hit a metaphysical store or a rock store and pick up a piece. You will not regret it.
Yeah, I love Tiger's Eye. Mm-hmm. I have a bracelet made of Tiger's Eye. I've got a few stones, and I actually have them in different colors, but the red Tiger's Eye is the most prevalent. But yeah, willpower, that's my go-to for willpower, for keeping me grounded, for and even attracting good luck. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just a great stone.
It really is. It's a goodie. It's time to kill the lights. Dun, dun, dun.
Creeping me out already.
All right, you guys. So last week in part one of Haunted Dolls, because why not? We talked about Annabelle, and we went in deep with Annabelle. Like, we went with the real Allie story.
Yeah, she's got a hell of a story, though. There's a lot to tell with
her. She has a hell of a story, and she's a hell of a woman. Annabelle Higgins, I'm not going to lie. We talked about Annabelle. We talked about eBay and, some of the deliciousness that people are selling on eBay, which...
Creeps me out. I did not know that was a thing until we started looking into this.
No, it's absolutely a thing, and it's terrible. We talked about Ruby the Haunted Doll, and we talked about Peggy, also a haunted doll. What do we have in store for you tonight that we didn't already deliver? Why don't we start with Robert the effing doll, because Sailor Monkey. That's what he looks like. Sailor Monkey. Okay. So before Annabelle was a major conjuring deal, Robert was the most famous doll out there. The doll looks almost more simian than human, with black beady eyes, tiny distress cuts on his face, a peculiar grin, and he wears a little sailor outfit likely worn by his owner, Robert Eugene Otto of Key West, Florida. And I gotta say, I'm so excited that Robert the doll is in Florida, our own home state, because if he weren't, what would I be afraid of? I don't even know.
He's a local.
Yeah, he is a local. Like 8 hours away, 10 hours away, 14 hours away. I don't know.
Well, you said Key West, right?
Yeah, he's like down there.
No, he is literally at the opposite end of the state.
We're way up in the panhandle and he's way down.
Yeah, we are like over like West Florida.
Yeah.
And he is like at the end of Florida.
At
like
the butt of Florida.
At the most southern point.
Yes.
Like 90 miles from Cuba.
Yeah. Like
Florida.
You drive from Miami and that crap is going to take you like 3 hours.
It's a 16 hour drive from here.
It's ridiculous and I'm not doing it. So he's close enough though. Robert the doll story goes back to 1904 when the real Robert, a boy who went by Gene, acquired it from his grandfather who'd recently returned from a trip to Germany. Manufactured by the Steiff Company, which made the first teddy bear, the wood wool stuffed life-size doll was possibly intended as more of a display mannequin, though some say a maid to the Otto family gave Gene the doll, imbued with voodoo magic. Ooh. Robert was a constant companion for Gene. And the boy said the toy had various misdeeds and mysterious movements. Toys might be mutilated, furniture overturned, and eerie giggles might be heard throughout the Otto home, and Gene always placed the blame on Robert. As he grew older, Gene became an artist, and his inherited home was known as the Artist House. There, Robert would be perched in a window on the second floor Tourette room, where people claimed he may change position. After Jean died in 1974, Myrtle Reuter purchased the home and Robert came with it. She said the doll would move on its own, giggle, and change expression should anyone disparage Jean. In 1994, Reuter donated the doll to the Fort East Martello Museum, the gallery of which was designed by Jean. Even before Robert became an attraction, he began attracting visitors who had heard of him. Kept in a glass display case like his girlfriend Annabelle, Robert lives at the museum, still, where people claim to be cursed by him should they insult him or take his photo without asking permission. The doll is also credited for interfering with electronic devices. The doll is thus a bit of a celebrity, receiving about 3 letters a day that range from apologies for bad behavior toward him to letters asking for advice.
That's funny.
I know. Robert is said to be a fan of sweets as well, and some people send candy. Interestingly, Robert the doll sits with his own doll, a dog with a gaping mouth that resembles the "This is fine" meme. Excuse me. Whether Robert is cursed with voodoo or somehow inhabits the energies of his former owner and lifelong friend, or even if he's just an old doll with a creepy story, you can find out for yourself by visiting him at the Fort East Martello Museum. Just err on the side of caution and be polite. Creeps. Mm-mm. No, no, and no. Listen, mutilated toys and no. And he is creepy. He's got like these little cuts in his face, the little sailor outfit with the little hat and the dog and the, it's too much. It's all too much. I can't do it.
Yeah, that is too creepy.
What's up next, Marie Rose?
So I have the Okiku doll.
Ooh.
So this mysterious doll is supposedly possessed by the spirit of a child. And I mean, it's the people of Japan they're just all about this doll. So it's a legend over there. And it's named after the girl who used to play with it a long time ago. The doll is about 16 inches tall, wears a kimono, has black beady eyes, and this is the clincher. The hair grows.
Yes, I read
the
about
hair
this chick.
Grows.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
So the Okiku doll.
That's like too lifelike.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't get on board.
That's scary. So the Okiku doll lives at the Meninji Temple in Japan since 1938. And according to the folks at the temple, this doll initially had short cropped hair, but it has grown over time to about 10 inches long down to the doll's knees. Although the hair is, you know, perfectly trimmed, it keeps growing back. It said that the doll was originally purchased in 1918 by a 17-year-old boy named Ikichi Suzuki while visiting Sapporo for a marine exhibition. He bought the doll and as a souvenir for his 2-year-old sister, Okiku. The girl loved the doll and played with it every day, but the following year she died, and you know, from sickness. So the family placed the doll.
I like how you said that so as to not infer that she was killed by the doll.
No, she died of sickness, and the family placed the doll on the household altar and prayed to it every day in memory of Okiku. And sometime later, they noticed that the hair started to grow, and they see this as a sign of the girl's restless spirit that had taken refuge in the doll. In 1938, the Suzuki family moved, and then they placed the doll in the care of this temple where it has stayed ever since.
Mm-hmm. You know why? Because they were afraid of it.
Yeah, well,
mm-hmm.
It is.
They pulled a Mackenzie. Was that her name?
Right.
The other doll we talked about last episode?
Yeah.
Hell no.
So nobody has ever been able to explain why the hair grows. One scientific explanation, which I don't know how scientific this is, the doll supposedly has hair indeed of a young child. Mm-hmm, yeah, that explains nothing. But so they say.
Right.
Huey
came up with that theory.
Did he?
That means nothing. The doll has the hair of a young child.
Right.
Well, thank you, science.
Right.
Or whatever scientist said that and completely embarrassed their field.
But her hair grows. So this isn't a mean doll or a doll that wants to kill you. It's
how do you know Marie Rose? How do you know she's not growing out her hair so she can choke you with it? Well, or whip you in the face with it?
Oh, well, any girl that just does the whole hair fling can whip you in the face with her hair.
Yeah, but a doll.
Well, she's wearing a kimono. She's not going to run far.
She can't be that harmless. I mean, she can't be that evil.
I mean, she's been around people, you know, the family the entire time. She's not hurt anybody. She's just hanging out with her growing hair. She's like the Rapunzel of the haunted dolls.
I feel like they left her for a reason, Marie Rose. They're like, oh, we're going to leave her in the care of the such and such. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, they gave her to the temple.
Yeah, no.
Where she'd be safe. Mm-mm. I mean, she is haunted, supposedly. And the family said, okay, you know, so we're going to leave the spirit of our daughter at the temple.
Right, because we can't handle her because she's a lot.
Well, I think it's sweet. They didn't carry the spirit of their daughter with them because they need to move on with their lives. So they gave her to the temple where she would be safe and sound.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a made up story.
No, I totally made that. That's the story I'm making up for this doll.
Because I feel like she's actually evil as hell. And she whips off her kimono and she chokes you with it. And then she takes her hair and she double chokes you.
I'm telling you. No, you're making this. No.
I'm making it up.
You are making
this up. You're making this up.
No. They have kept her. They've kept her safe. And she just does nothing but sit there pretty in her kimono and her hair grows.
Mm-hmm. Are those candles that's around her?
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. We're looking at the picture of her and I don't think those are candles. I think they're like incense burners.
Mm-hmm. You know why? Smoke of air and fire and earth.
Yeah. Keeping it safe.
Mm-hmm.
That's all
for keeping her ass trapped in the smoke. Okay, let's move on. Next up, we have Harold. Let me tell you guys a little something about Harold. So if you remember my description of Ruby the Haunted Doll, Harold looks strikingly similar to Ruby the Haunted Doll in that he's like the boy version of Ruby with the molded curls and whatnot, and he's like missing a damn eye. So let me tell you a little something. Whether or not it's factually correct, Harold the doll has the reputation for being the first of many haunted dolls to be sold on eBay in 2003. This is pre-no souls will be sold on eBay era. You know what I mean?
Right, back in the beginning. He started it.
Right, he started it. His auction earned him media attention and later an appearance on Ghost Adventures with Zach Baggins, who says he hates dolls, but you know. The initial story behind the badly worn doll is that he belonged to the young son of a Florida man who had passed away in the 1940s.
Again, Florida.
Mm-hmm. I bet he was devoured by a gator. When the son died, the man and his wife reported hearing crying and singing from the boy's bedroom. Listen, I don't even know like how much sage it would take. Because if I hear like some disembodied voices and crap, singing and whatnot. Like, I'm going to say this. What would creep you out more? If you heard a voice in your home and you knew you were by yourself and it's like, get out. Or if it was like singing and it's like, la, 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 or some crap.
I think the get out would scare me more because if it was singing, you know, I love music. I'd probably be singing and dancing with them.
Can you play Billie Jean?
Michael, is that you? Can you do Thriller next?
Here's a dollar. Oh my God. Why did I even ask you that? The singing would creep me out more. Especially if it's like a little kid voice. No. Mm-mm. Little kid ghosts, they just scare me.
Oh yeah. Because you're not supposed to be a ghost at a little kid. Little kids are supposed to grow up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They're creepy.
The little kid ghosts are scarier, I think, because it's more tragic.
I don't know what it is.
Oh, that's...
It freaks me out. I can't do it. A priest advised him to burn the doll, but it wouldn't burn. So the man kept it in his shed for about 60 years. Allegedly.
60?
60. Not six. 60. Kept it in the shed because the damn doll would not burn. After the priest said, burn it. And then the original eBay seller put Haunted Harold up for sale after blaming the doll for his cat dying and losing his girlfriend to the pool man 2 days after buying it. After being purchased for $300, Harold was passed along from one owner to the next, and some believed he caused misfortune everywhere he went. Noises were heard, and occasionally it would seem Harold's expression had shifted to a smile. According to the Ghost Adventures episode, a friend of one of the owners developed a brain tumor shortly after visiting Harold. Anthony Quintana purchased the doll in 2004 and said there were souls imprisoned in and by the doll. He chronicled attacks by Harold on him and others in a book about his time with Harold.
Okay. All right. So we're coming up on 2 years of episodes, right? This doll business is creeping me out the most of any other episode.
There's no way. I thought shadow people freaked you out.
The dolls are freaking me out more.
Now you get it?
It's now
the singing from another room? That's creepy.
I just left the radio on. Alexa, turn off music.
Sounds a lot like my son. And he's crying on top of it. No. Hit us with the next one, Marie Rose.
All right. So the next one I had is Puppa, P-U-P-A. So Puppa had the same owner from the 1920s until the owner died in 2005. The original owner said that Puppa was alive and always considered the doll to be a beloved friend and confidant. They would talk to each other, and Puppa had even saved her owner's life on one occasion. When her owner died in 2005, the family reported that the doll had become very active. The display case where Puppa is kept has been reported to fog up, revealing the words Puppa hate on the steamy glass.
Oh, that's sweet. She can spell.
Yeah. Puppa is said to move all by herself. She can also move the items around her and make tapping sounds on the glass of her display case.
Oh, fun.
One lucky family member managed to record the doll walking around within her case, but whenever he tried to upload the video to YouTube, the video appeared to be obscured by a thick white film, and the words, Puppa, no, were visible on the film in childish handwriting.
You think her and Annabelle write to each other?
Oh, they could. With parchment paper?
Mm-hmm. Both might. In a glass case.
So I'm looking at a picture of Puppa, and she looks like a cute little doll. She's got a little blue dress on and a big blue ribbon in her hair, mm-hmm. and little blonde curly locks and big blue eyes. And she looks innocent enough. And
here's what I think Puppa's damage is. What? The bow on her head is the size of her face.
Yeah, the bow on
her head. She's weighed down.
Oh, could be.
She needs a chiropractic adjustment. That thing is huge.
Yeah, it is. The bow is about as big as she is.
It really is. And I really appreciate that she takes the time to display these messages, such as Puppa hate.
Well, she was with one person for 80 years. And so she lost her buddy. And then they lock her up.
Okay.
In a case. So now she's pissed off. She lost her friend, and now she's locked in a case.
Listen, if you're misbehaving, I might lock you in a case too.
Marie, hey.
And I will write, Marie, no. It's just not good. And if she spent 80 years with someone, wouldn't her vocabulary be better than Puppa hate and Puppa no? I feel like it would be, and I think she's being lazy.
If she is having to write on steamy glass or on film.
Number one, how much breath did it take for her to make that thing steamy?
I don't know.
Like,
well, how much?
She has no lungs, or one would think. Well,
she had to get it to fog up somehow. So I don't know.
I don't even know like what kind of sorcery she pulled off in there to get that to happen.
I don't know. I mean, some kind of mystical fog.
Papa's cray.
Papa's sad.
Okay. Listen, you're connecting with these dolls on a very uncomfortable level.
Papa's sad.
No, no. Marie, no. No.
Poor Papa.
Send it to Annabelle.
I'm going to have to sage this room. I'm going to have to sage myself, sage you, yes. sage all my research. I'm just going to have to sage everything.
Sage our equipment, our laptops, everything.
Everything gets saged after this.
Everything must go. We're selling it all on eBay.
On eBay.
Haunted microphones.
Right?
Who do we have next? We've got Charlie. In 1968, a peculiar doll was discovered in the attic of an old Victorian home in upstate New York. Found in the bottom of a tattered trunk full of newspaper, the only other item with it was a yellowed piece of paper containing the Lord's Prayer. I wonder why. It was to trap his ass in there. The old newspaper used to pack the trunk had dates on it going back to the early 1930s, but the actual age of the doll could not be determined. The doll was added to a collection of another antique doll the family owned and given the name Charlie. At first, the homeowner's family, consisting of himself, his wife, and their five daughters, paid little mind to the toy as it blended into their pre-existing doll collection quite nicely. It wasn't until Charlie seemed to move from place to place on the bench full of dolls that anyone took notice. What is it with these dolls moving? Just what? The parents were quick to blame their five mischievous children, but the children all maintained that they knew nothing about how the doll moved. Then the youngest daughter, who was 4 years old, made a startling statement. Charlie had spoken to her when she got up to use the bathroom in the middle of the night. Naturally, the parents blamed the child's wild imagination. While the parents never witnessed Charlie doing anything, the children soon became fixated on the doll and were terrified of it. All five of them refused to get up during the night to use the bathroom, and none of them would venture within 5 feet of the bench the doll resided on. The final straw was when the youngest was covered with scratches and insisted that they weren't from their cat, but from Charlie. The truth was never fully discovered.
Charlie bit me.
I know. Charlie bit my finger.
I couldn't resist. I couldn't even do it with a straight face.
No, you could not. The parents, eager to end the chaos, took the doll back to the attic and locked him in the trunk he was found in. Things soon returned to normal and the doll was forgotten. Years later, once the children were grown, the house was sold and the trunk was removed from the attic to be sold at a garage sale. The doll remained one of the last things to go. Finally, a woman bought the doll to add to her antique doll collection, and the homeowner recounted his own story to her regarding Charlie. Since then, the doll has changed hands a few more times and its story has followed it. He has been rumored to still move from time to time, but his ghostly power seems to mainly be unlocked by children. Charlie the haunted doll now resides at a shop called Loco Artisan. There he sits among taxidermy animals, unusual art, and other oddities where he can be viewed by the public. No.
That's scary.
It is scary. I did not care for Charlie.
No, me either.
No. Okay. Hit us.
Okay, so I have Amelia.
And she is creepy looking.
Yeah, she looks like she could be a beautiful little doll.
Oh, here we go.
Little porcelain face, little chubby cheeks. Mm-hmm.
Is she missing an eye? What's wrong with her eye?
Little pouty lips, but she's got two green glowing eyes that are really, really creepy.
They're really aglow.
So this is more of an old eBay listing about Amelia. So she was made by the Hamilton Collection in 1994 and is hand numbered to be 2225B. B as in Bravo, and her name is Amelia. She stands 19 inches tall and comes with a deluxe doll stand.
That's too tall.
Woo! 19 inch tall doll?
Yeah.
Yep. So, this paranormal investigator, she investigated her first house and The place was over 100 years old. The woman who lived there claimed to get woken up every night by a crying baby. She also claims that this doll, Amelia, entered her home with blue eyes. She has kept...
Not glowing green.
Right. She has kept her out of the sun and intense light. And she said that happening started the second the doll's eyes turned green. She wanted the doll out of her house, and who better to give the doll to but a paranormal investigator. So this investigator did some EMF field tests on the doll, and she peeled in at 2.2. There is no other electrical interference in that area of the room. She also moved the doll around the room, and the EMF readings were between 1.8 and 2.1. That's pretty creepy.
Hard pass. Look at her eyes.
Well, if I had a doll and the eyes changed color, well, there's your sign.
Getting
rid of it.
That's a hard pass.
Getting rid of it. Yeah, I don't like her.
Let's move on to Mandy because we're not scared enough. Mandy makes her horrific home at the Quesnel and District Museum in British Columbia. I hope I pronounced that right. Where she took up residence after her previous owner could no longer tolerate Mandy's antics. What were these antics, you very reasonably ask? Seems that when Mandy was in the house, the home would fill with baby cries at night, despite the lack of any real-life babies on the premises. I don't see a problem with that. Do you, Marie Rose? I think it's just fine. And if she starts to sing a little ditty, then all the better.
And then you do a little dance.
A little dance. Once situated at the museum, the staff blamed everything from curiously misplaced lunches, pens, and books to damage to other dolls on Mandy. And like many other allegedly haunted dolls, Mandy stands accused of causing electronics to malfunction in her presence and, of course, moving around of her own volition. Does Mandy truly have mysterious powers, or do people just get so wigged out looking at a rotted old doll that they start to basically hallucinate? I hope we don't find out.
Isn't that a Barry Manilow song?
I'm sure he wrote it about this haunted doll. I am positive. What's up next, Marie Rose?
Joliet.
Oh, Joliet. She is a beaut.
Oh, God. She's freaking gorgeous. Look at those green eyes and those bloody red lips.
Yeah, she's adorable.
She's scary as heck.
She really is. I gotta say, she's like one of the creepiest looking ones. Yeah. Like, she's not even missing an eye.
No.
She looks scary as hell.
Somebody needs to do an eyebrow job on. She needs some tint or something.
Yeah, she's like missing half her eyebrows. Okay, so you're asleep at night and you open your eyes in the night and that doll is like right here.
Scream. Automatic scream, bloody murder.
Like inches from your freaking face.
Scream.
I'd be like, Sandy!
I would scream.
Where were you? You were asleep on the job.
Right. I'd be like, Cat, get over here.
Yeah.
Take care of this.
Handle this.
You're supposed to keep the bad energy out, mm-hmm. not invite them in. So Joliet, the haunted and cursed doll, is just simply known as Joliet. So she's possessed. According to legend, this doll was passed from generation to generation to expecting mothers. Each mother was cursed with having two children, a boy and a girl respectively. The son isn't expected to live long. Each boy lives to be about 3 days old before passing away to unknown circumstances. It's said that the doll traps the souls of the boys within its body, wherein they are expected to remain until Judgment Day. Legend has it that it began when a woman received a doll as a pregnancy gift from the friend. The friend hated her for some unknown reason, and it's believed that she placed a curse on the doll out of jealousy. 3 days after her son was born, he was stricken with a sickness and died. Sometime after the death of her son, she heard crying that seemed to be coming from the doll. And upon closer inspection, she decided that her son's soul was imprisoned inside the doll. Since then, whoever has inherited the doll treats Joliet as if the doll was their son, never attempting to dispose of it. No.
Listen, who in the ever-loving F is gifting this doll?
Somebody who really hates their friend. Well, they're not a friend.
They just, but it got passed down to a bunch of pregnant women, didn't it?
That's what it says. It makes no sense.
Who's doing that?
Generation to generation to two expecting mothers. So this doll's been passed around. If you happen to give it to a pregnant lady, then that's bad news.
I mean, if you give it to anyone,
it's bad news.
Stop it.
Yeah. I don't. Creepy.
She's super creepy.
I am. I'm creeped out.
All right. Here's another one. La Pascualita, which is the mannequin that might be a corpse. Uh-oh.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a mummy?
Hold on to your knickers, Marie Rose.
Fuck.
This little lady is the storefront attraction at La Popular Bridal Shop in Chihuahua, Mexico, where she's stood for over 80 years. Locals were initially unnerved by her lifelike appearance and the striking resemblance she wore to the owner's late daughter. Rumors quickly spread that the mannequin was actually the young woman's embalmed corpse. Oh. Today, La Pascualita attracts fascinated tourists hoping to catch a glimpse of her varicose veins, magnetic eyes, and eerily realistic hands, which are covered in fine lines, thin hairs, and fingernails. I have one word. Do you know what it is?
No.
Well, it has two extra letters. Nope. No. No.
No.
Mm-mm. And that's all I have for that particular story because, no. Listen, it is rumored that this is the owner's dead daughter. Come on. And why does anybody want to see her varicose veins? How rude. How rude.
Yeah. Yeah. Women usually try to hide varicose white veins.
Or, I mean, okay. So she's in this bridal shop. She is in the window wearing a wedding gown.
Okay.
Who's trying to look up her dress?
Perv?
Yeah. She's not having like costume changes. She's not like, I'm going to change for the reception. She's standing in the damn window.
How big's this doll?
She is a mannequin. She's lifelike. She's or real height. Okay. She's a human height.
That's
not okay. A tiny human. A human human.
A human human.
A human human.
Mannequin. Okay. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
So weird. Not in my universe.
Hit us again, Marie Rose.
No, I'm done.
What?
I am done with haunted doll stories. They're creeping me out. I'm going to have nightmares. And we're going to be able to do an entire podcast out of...
On your nightmares?
On the haunted dolls nightmares that I have.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I want to curse so bad. You're not.
So that's the next episode. Marie's Haunted Dolls Nightmares. Listen,
of all the creepy ass episodes we've done, including the recent Shadow People.
No, this is the creepiest.
I know, I was gonna say.
Because Shadow People go away. They slink off into smoke. The dolls, they hang out and look at you.
Oh, God.
And they get passed on through eBay.
And they cry like babies.
And no.
And they sing and Michael they make, Jackson ditties.
Yes, and they make they make movies. And
well, they're and not they, making movies.
And they grow hair. And no. And they have it's all nails. Wrong. It's all wrong. It's wrong, 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 wrong.
Listen, you guys know. I can't stop laughing.
She's got the giggles.
No, I just, in the 2 years we've been doing this show, you have never been so afraid that you're like, I'm done.
This is just crazy.
Until I hit you with haunted dolls.
Haunted dolls. Damn it.
I can't stop laughing. Oh my God. Okay.
She's lost it. She's lost it.
No, just last episode, I was like, I said something like, Marie has never backed down from anything I've thrown at her or something like that. And now you're like, no, no more. I can't do it. All right. right, I am going to just stop because
okay,
so we're gonna stop for you.
Okay,
for
so you. This came out just this weekend.
What?
So Yahoo, you can Google it. Yahoo put out an article to figure out if your doll is haunted.
Oh, so yes. So, okay, I gotta ask you, are you going to perform this test?
No, I don't have any dolls around here that are haunted.
No, even if you did, like, would you perform this test? Would you read the questions and be like, oh, that sounds familiar?
No, because I looked at it and I'm good.
Okay.
Okay, so
hit us with the test.
So, yeah, so if you want to go through this test, you can Google Yahoo haunted doll test. But we're going to go through it real quick because I found it really entertaining.
Yeah.
So basically, it's three sets of questions. In the first set of questions, if you can answer yes, you give yourself a point. If
per
in the
question.
Per question. In the second set of questions, they're worth 2 points each. If you can answer yes. And in the third set, they're 3 points each. So in the first set of questions, the first question is like I said, if you get a yes, give yourself 1 point. Do things around the toy always get knocked over?
Yes. Do you hear a baby crying when there's no baby on the premises? Yes.
The second question, do you have problems taking a proper photograph of your doll? So if it's always blurry, you know, this toy might be haunted. Third question, does your toy have large, round, human-like eyes?
What if that's how they were designed?
Well, yeah, like Chucky.
Yeah, and Annabelle. The movie version of Annabelle has very wide eyes. Well, actually, doesn't Raggedy Ann have wide eyes?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Right.
So she'd
wide,
get a point.
Round eyes.
She'd get a point. Yeah.
But do they mean, like, it wasn't created that way? And it suddenly has round eyes, round human-like eyes?
Well, if it suddenly has round human eyes, I don't think you need to take this test. I think it's haunted.
I could have sworn your eyes were almond-shaped.
until yesterday.
I know.
What happened to you? Okay, so moving on to the second section. We're now, these questions are now worth 2 points,
Marie
boys
Rose.
And girls.
What's in that closet over there?
In that closet? Actually, there is a doll in there that's locked in a box on the top shelf that I don't take out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was gifted to me, and no, it stays in there.
Yeah.
And it is. It's a porcelain head and everything.
Oh, hell no. Mm-mm.
So
the closet I'm talking about, you guys, has a bunch of stuff stacked in front of it with good reason, because there's a doll in there. She can't get out. That's
no, fine. No, she can't. So,
but you'll think about it.
Oh, no. It's staying in there. So the second set of questions. Do you ever feel that your toy is looking at you?
Yes.
If the answer is yes, then you get 2 points. Do you feel a sense of dread when you're around your toy? Again, 2 points if the answer is yes.
Yes, but it might be because I happen to be around it when I'm thinking about going to work.
Do animals hiss or react badly to your toy? If the answer is yes, you get mm-hmm. 2 points.
Yes, but it could be me.
Animals see things. Animals know.
I don't fully agree with that.
Animals know.
I don't fully agree with that. I think animals are like people, where some people are more intuitive than others. And I think animals are the same way.
Well, cats know. I know every cat that I've had
knows that doll in the closet is haunted.
Well, I haven't tested it, but it's not going to happen.
You're like, why are you always hissing?
No, but there's been incidents mm-hmm. here and there that I know that they're warding something off.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you go, you just earned your dinner.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you were going to starve.
So the next question, do you have nightmares about your doll? If yes, then another 2 points to you.
I might have a nightmare about that giant Papa Smurf I talked about in episode one. I mean, in part one.
Well, then give yourself 2 points.
Well, I don't have them anymore.
So, okay, now we're in the final round, and these questions are worth 3 points each.
This one's for all the money, guys.
That's right. Do you catch your toy moving out of the corner of
eye? Hell no.
The next question, does the temperature drop whenever you're near your toy? Ooh.
But I mean, are you going through menopause?
Well, then you would heat up.
Don't you get hot and cold?
No.
It's just hot?
Yes.
Mm, that's unfortunate.
Okay. And do you hear whispers when you are near your toy?
Good Lord.
And that's the last question.
Thank God.
So if it's whispers, you get 3 points. So here's the scoring. 0 to 7 points, your toy is probably fine. Spooky things can be chalked up to mere coincidence. So don't worry. If you're really uncomfortable, get rid of the doll. Just get rid of it. 8 to 14 points, you might want to get your doll checked out. Mm-hmm. Ask someone who's gifted to take a look and bring your toy to a religious leader and ask him if there's something wrong with it. So
get rid of it, is what I say.
Trust your gut.
No, get rid of it and don't call me.
So if you scored 15 points or above, get rid of it.
If you get scored 15 points or above, leave it in the house. Yep. And you run for the hills.
Yep. Burn it with holy fire. Run. You just get rid of it.
Yeah.
Just get rid of it.
Drown
get
it
rid
in
of
holy
it.
Water.
Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was a neat little test. There's nothing that I own that will pass all of this.
Dude, could you imagine, like, you have a haunted ass doll and you put it in a pool of holy water and
it started to melt?
No. Like, you put it in there face down and you think it's done, right? Then you start to walk away and then you hear this like giggle and you turn around and you look in the pool of the holy water and the damn doll is like backstroking in there.
I thought you said it would like come out with a knife or something. But no, it's doing the backstroke.
Which I think is worse.
Oh, this holy water is pretty cool, man.
No, like, it's so evil. It's not even affected by the holy water. And it had the presence of mind to pretend to be outdone by this water. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, I'm dead. But it really wasn't. It was like, just tricking you.
So it's an evil doll playing possum in holy water.
It's an Olympic swimming doll. Like, this is what I've been waiting for. That's creepy.
You're creeping yourself out, making up stories.
This doll in a pool of holy water just backstroking. I can't. I cannot. Oh, God.
You ain't right. God love you. You ain't right.
I know. Friends, that's our episode on Haunted Dolls Part 2. We hope you enjoy this creepy content as much as we did, and we definitely hope you guys laughed as hard as we did. Thank you again for joining us for another Can't Miss episode and for tuning in week after week. We appreciate you guys so much.
Yeah, I love you guys.
Don't forget to hang with me on Twitter and Snapchat at Media Matters and on Instagram and Facebook at The Media Matters, where I show you even more love day after day, minute after minute, hour after hour. Are you feeling spooky? Make sure you send your real life ghost stories to themediamatters@gmail.com or via DM on one of the show's social media pages, and I will personally reply. I triple promise. Want a personalized tarot reading from the Marie Rose? Be sure to submit your question to her at hellomarierose@gmail.com before the end of August is out for your chance to be selected for a personalized reading. And if you're loving the show, please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review this and other podcasts that you're loving. Your ratings, reviews, and subscription help support the show and make it easier for others to find us and other shows that happen to be your faves. With that, you guys, it is a wrap for us. We're back next week with an all-new episode of The Media Matters. Same bat time, same bat channel. And until then, may your days be supernatural and extraordinary and your dreams be not nightmares. Good night, you guys.
Good night.